Start your day.
The Big Show.
3BA.
FM 102.3.
Time to get the latest in entertainment news, and let's do that with Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane. Good morning to you, Jaden.
Good morning, PT. Although, I think it's probably a little bit less than a good morning. I feel like we should have the violins out and be playing Amazing Grace after you guys there at 3BA fell victim to the big Facebook cull yesterday. What's happening? Are you lodging a formal protest?
Yes, I put some formal protests on my personal Facebook page last night, but I've got to say to you, Jaden, Facebook isn't the be-all and end-all. Ask yourself the question, what did you do for your news sources prior to Facebook? You went to websites, didn't you? Or you listened to the radio or whatever the case may be. So it's not such a big thing in the realms of reality, I guess.
No, it's not. It was a very bizarre day, though, I must say. But yes, indeed, I do agree with you completely there. I still, as for what it's worth, go to my news sites there directly to get information. But Facebook, of course, it's a very handy way of getting that very, very quickly. But as you said there, you know, we're in the radio game. We'll keep you up to date with everything you need to know right here on the air every day.
We are live, we are local, and we don't ask anyone to pay to view what we put on our website, which includes news, music, entertainment. I put your entertainment report on the Big Show page at 3ba.com.au after we've chatted each and every week, and it's free to podcast. Go and have a listen. Go and read as much as you like. We're still here, even though Facebook doesn't want to have news associated with their Australian side of their platform. Speaking of news, young man, there's a little bit of a twist going on in the Andrew O'Keefe assault case.
There is. You may remember back in May, his lawyer at the time indicated that he would be fighting an assault charge, but the matter was back in court yesterday, and when it did return to court, a different lawyer said that Andrew was actually and has been in psychiatric care since he was charged at the end of last month, and that he'd now be trying to have that particular matter dealt with under a section of the Mental Health Act. And if that particular bid is unsuccessful, then he will actually plead guilty to that one charge of common assault after allegedly attacking his girlfriend at the end of January. Obviously, there's still quite a bit to play out in this particular case, but that won't happen for quite a while. This case is actually listed down to return to court in April, so we'll find out what happens at a later date.
Watch this space on that one. Some happier news in the fact that, while I'm happy about it, Pete Evans has been banned from another social media platform.
Yes, and he's probably not too happy about it himself. He's been dumped from Instagram this time, again, after sharing more misinformation about COVID and vaccinations. And the main reason why I think he probably won't be too happy about it is not only because he no longer has a sort of direct line to his massive group of followers, but it was essentially his bread and butter. He's no longer on any social media sites whatsoever. Facebook dumped him. Now Instagram's dumped him. They're both owned by the same company, of course. But yeah, they've both dumped him. Now he's going to try his luck, though, with the new kid on the block, Parler, the Parler free speech app that's popped up in the last couple of months or so. But getting back to what I was saying there, having a direct line to his followers is one way that he's going to be impacted as well. But he also used to use Instagram quite a lot to spruik the various products that he's flogging on his website. And we know as well that he's running for politics in the Senate next year on a ticket with the Great Australian Party. And one of their major policies that they're against mandatory vaccinations. One would assume that would have been a key policy that he would have been pushing quite heavily on Instagram. And it'll be very interesting to see whether this Instagram ban affects or derails his campaign in any way. Of course, the party itself still has their various social media, and he'll still be out there on the campaign trail, presumably. But you would expect that it would have helped a little bit if he did have that following there, but that's not there anymore.
Yeah, I think Parler would be the perfect place for Pete Evans because it's full of conspiracy theorists for a start. To wrap up this morning, Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane, new entertainment venue set to open in Melbourne.
It is. It's a little bit unusual that we're talking about this part at the moment, just coming out of lockdown, but it has been in the works for quite some time. It's at the old Metropolis House site on Sydney Road in Brunswick. It's a venue that goes way back to the 60s. It was once actually a hat factory, and then it got turned into a nightclub. It's been a reception venue and a French restaurant, but most recently, it was being used as a music venue, and more after that, they've completely renovated the venue, given it a new, brand new lease on life and a new name as well as the Brunswick Ballroom. And at that particular venue, they're set, when once it's all approved and they're able to do so, they're set to host 290 people in each sitting for live performances, for comedy and cabaret with great food and great wine. It's got beautiful views out over the CBD, and they're putting the finishing touches to that building as we speak now, ahead of the first gig next week on the 25th of February, running all the way through until May with a big gala event on the 4th of March. And they're going to have some real big greats of the industry appearing there, like Kate Sobrano, Tim Rogers, Brian Cadd and his band. They're actually cool. on Saturday week. And Ross Wilson, as well as a whole lot of new and up-and-coming artists as well. So it could very well become the next big concert or entertainment venue in the CBD. It's very exciting times for them.
What's it called again?
The Brunswick Ballroom.
Lends itself to ballroom dancing, but it won't be that.
No, but it does actually look, it has the look and the vibe of a ballroom, big chandeliers, big staircase leading up. It's on the second level of the building, so a big staircase leading up to the ballroom where the events will be taking place.
Cool.
Food and wine and everything, I think, downstairs with a big balcony that sort of looks out over the CBD. So it could also be used as a wedding venue, I guess, going back to what it was before they've turned it into a music venue. But, yeah, really exciting to see how it's been transformed.
3BA's Big Show Entertainment Report with Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane. Have a great week, Jaden. We'll catch up again next Friday.
Have a good one.
Hello.